And we are talking to two of the pitchers for the Knoxville softball team, Ashlyn Finardi and Sierra Heffron. Ladies, thanks for joining us. And both of you, same question. I'll just ask both of you here, how's it gone? Pretty good, season so far. How's everything gone for the both of you?
It's been going really well. I'd say when we find our solid defense, we stick with it and we barely have any errors. And it's just basically a solid game.
We've definitely made some big improvements throughout the year, and we're just now starting to find our groove and come together and be a whole team.
When you say find your groove, Coach always goes back to that trip to Creston, early in the season, to really kind of turn the corner for everybody. Not going to ask you to, divulge everything, but, what happened on that trip to kind of changed everything for you girls?
I feel like it really brought us together. Like, we had this little pizza party in my room and we all smell, but it was nice. We all really came together this year and we've had more team bondings than I can even count.
Yeah, we've become closer as a team, and the team bonding at Creston really helped us.
And with no seniors, is Coach kind of looking at the two of you, since you're out there in a circle, to kind of lead everything? Or, how's that going without the senior leadership you normally have?
I'd say it's a team thing. We all have to work together to have any sort of team without seniors.
Yeah, we've definitely split the leadership throughout our team. It's not been like a couple girls. It's been our entire team.
Now, I know, took a tough loss early in the week to Albia. It kind of ruined the conference, but there's still some bigger goals along the way. Regionals are coming up. What, is the focus for this team now moving forward with just a couple of games in a regular season left to go?
The focus is to get past regionals, get past second round at least.
Yeah, I would say there are definitely a couple improvements we can make in these next couple games, and we're looking to do those.
I know game, Ashlyn, against Eddyville here recently, probably had one of your best outings. How did everything feel there? Coach was really saying you were really kind of on everything, and your pitches were pretty well spot on.
I mean, I've really been working at it. I went to lessons about almost two times a week, and I've been on the field so much. This year was really my year to try to perfect everything, and I think that's been going really well.
Not only that, but you've been pretty good at the plate, too. What's been the big turnaround for that?
It's just your mindset. You have to have a positive mindset in the circle and hitting. Like, whenever I get hit or have a mistake or something, you can't just give up. You got to keep going with it.
Sierra, what about you in the circle? You both are similar, but you both also are kind of different in your pitching styles.
Yeah, it's definitely been a big change in my mental state this year. I've gotten a lot more mentally tough, and I've been able to improve my pitching with that.
Mental toughness, a lot of that is, I guess, when some adversity happens, and Ashlyn has questions for you too, when adversity strikes, seems like this team gets down maybe a run or two early, but, now it's like, all right, what can we do to get that run back? Is that kind of the mindset now?
Yeah, we work a lot on picking up our energy, and that definitely helps us throughout the games.
Yeah, even with Brittany and Tara gone right now, we all have to pull different wages to keep it up.
I asked a couple of girls earlier in the season, think of a player who's really stepped up or has really maybe surprised a lot of people. I'll ask both of you this, it doesn't have to be the same one, but who on the team has maybe stepped up a little bit and maybe surprised you through this season?
I'd really say Faith Nelson. She really came into that Bondurant game and just showed us what she can do without practicing it much, without being on the team very long. She really showed up and just did wonderful.
I would say Jaden has definitely made some big improvements this year. She's become more of a leader this year and has been able to help us in a bunch of different positions around the field.
All right, well, to a couple more games left in the regular season and then regionals. Best luck, ladies, and let's hope you have about seven or eight more games left in the season.